The Rebbe, if he was out, he was sick, he would take a little vacation. And everyone in the shir, we appreciate that Rebbe keeps on going and gives us shirim, especially the Parsha shirim, so we can learn and grow. Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to just begin by thanking Sal Mishaiwitz and Michael Finkelstein for helping me make this package. Okay. The Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, Eger lo shone v'lo chasenu higerim heyitzen v'eretz Mitzrayim. That Eger, you shouldn't oppress it. Lo shone v'lo chasenu. Now, lo shone is a certain type of oppression, and lo chasenu is a certain type of oppression. And it's referring to Eger, a person converted. So, you know, he's not really, you know, he's a foreigner to the community. So he's a little bit, you know, not with the same power as everyone else in the community. So it might be natural that people would like to mistreat them. So there's a special law in the Torah, the ger lo sone velo suchatenu. You cannot oppress the ger. Rashi writes, ger lo sone, and lo sone is onoras devarim. That the issue of losone is to oppress him with verbal abuse. And this is a concept of onoras devarim, a special law by a ger, but as we'll learn, that the issue of onoras devarim, of abusing someone verbally, applies to every individual as well. And the second law, the losu chalsenu, Rashi says, is the gzeilos mamon. That's by stealing money from somebody. So there are two laws in here. There's a ger lo sone, is onoras dvarim, is oppressing someone verbally, and lo sechatenu is oppressing him through stealing his money. Ki gerim ha'yisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Because you were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim, so you should know what it feels like to be someone who's on the low man on the totem pole, so to speak, the one who's on the weak side of things, so you should know better and not oppress a ger. Then the pasuk continues, "Kol almana v'yosom lo sa'onim," that a almana, a widow or an orphan, lo sa'onim, you shouldn't oppress them. Then the Torah continues, "Imanei sa'aneh oso," if you're going to oppress an almana or yosom, "im ta'ok yitzak elai," so he's going to feel bad. The almana or the yosom, he or she are going to feel bad that you oppress them. In Sa'ok Yitzhak Eli, so they're going to scream to me, they're going to scream to God. And so Hashem says, Shamoa Esma Tzakoso, I am going to listen to their complaint. V'chora Api, and I'm going to be angry. V'harati Eschem Bechoret, and I'm going to kill you, the oppressor, by sword. V'hayu nisheichem almonos, and therefore you'll be killed, and your wives will now be almonos, and your sons will be yosomim, because you who oppressed the yosom and the almona are going to be punished, because he will inevitably be tzorek to me, and shamoa eshma tzakoso. So a couple of things have to be understood. First of all, what is this punishment, the harati eskem b'chorev, such a harsh punishment? And number two, as we'll see, Rashi gives an explanation, and then later on in the shiur we're going to see another explanation. But the question is, if the pasuk says, the harati eskem b'chorev, that I'm going to kill you with a sword, means I'm going to kill the man who oppressed the yosom v'almana. So of course, if he's going to be killed, his wife is going to be an almana, and his kids are going to be yosomim. Why does the Torah have to be verbose and say, "Vayu nisheichem almanos uvenechem yosomim"? Just say, "Va'arati eschem bechorit." So to that question, Rashi says, "Kav gimel vayu nisheichem almanos imash v'shenem va'arati eschem eini yodei shen nisheichem almanos uvenechem yosomim." Isn't it obvious? El harezo klo acheres sheyu hanoshim tsruos kalmanos chayos shel In other words, what he's saying is, you're going to be killed, but no one's going to have evidence that you really were killed. So therefore, your wife, Almanatia, means she's going to be an aguna. She's going to be an aguna. Because you're going to get killed, but there's not going to be evidence that you were killed. And therefore, this woman will be an aguna. That's the chiddush over here, not the stam and almana. So tell me, stam and almana, of course, if you're going to be killed, there'll be a stam and almana. No, there'll be almana suros. What does that mean? Because normally, if the son knows for sure that his father died, he can go and collect money from the estate, because his father is no longer alive. But here, we don't have proof that the father is alive. So in the mainland, the kid is not going to have his father around, because really the father is dead, but there's no proof for it. But since there's no proof, he's not going to be able to collect the money from the estate. So that's the chiddush. That not only you're going to die, but you're going to die in a way that it's not going to be known that you died. And in the sheichem will be almanos, meaning agunos. And the b'neichem, yisomim. They will be yisomim, they won't have a father, but more than that, they won't even be able to collect the Arusha from the estate. And that is how Rashi learns, and we'll see a bit later another pshat. The Mechilta on page 3, on the pasuk called Almana v'yosom lo sa'anu, Eili ela almana v'yosom, Shar kol odem minayin, Talmud loma lo sa'anu, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says something very important, that this idea of oppressing somebody, of onos dvorim, of oppressing somebody, is not only by almana v'yosom. It's shar kol odem also, because it says lo sa'anun, plural. And therefore, that means if you cause pain and tsar to another Jew, even though he's not an almana or yosom, you still could be in the sakana of these terrible klalos. As Rabbi Akiva Omer, almana yosom shadakim v'anos v'hem dibra kosum. Rabbi Akiva, and some say Rabbi Akiva is not necessarily arguing Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva is saying the pasuk is talking about almana v'yosom because who do you normally pick on? You pick on people who are not strong. That's not the natural tendency of people that want to oppress others. They pick on weak people. But in a chanami, it could so that's why the Torah says almana v'yosom. But in a chanami, it could apply to anyone as well. So that's a very, very important statement that the Mechilta is saying, that don't think, of course, you have to be very, very zahir how you treat an almano the yosso. Very, very zahir. But don't think that doesn't mean you should be very, very zahir to treat some irregular individual. As especially the way Rabbi Shmuel says, maybe even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's shar kol odem minayin, talmud lomar lo sa'onun, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Then the Mechilta continues on the third column. Kvar haya Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Shimon yotzim lehorei. That Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon were about to be killed. They were haruge malchus. They were about to be killed. These great hanoim were about to be killed. Amrullah Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi, Libi Yotze She'emi Yodea Alma Ani Nera. But the Goyim are going to kill me. But obviously, if they're going to kill me, I must deserve it. And I don't understand, what did I ever do wrong to deserve such a severe punishment? That's what Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Libi Yotze She'emi Yodea Alma Ani Nera. So Amar Lo Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon, Miyamecha. So did it ever come that somebody was asking you a shayla? Maybe there was Dafka Yosef Almana was asking you a shayla, and you made them wait until you finished eating your meal or putting on something. Amra Torah im aneisa aneh. If you cause somebody to wait, echot and aneisa aneh means you cause them torture, but it doesn't have to be such a big torture. Echot inoy meruba to echot inoy muat, whether it be a little bit, a lot, or a little bit. That also you have to be so nizah, especially by yosam almana, and maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel by Shar Adam also, you have to be so nizah on someone else is covered and someone else's feelings. That here, since you caused this woman to wait, and apparently you could have, it wasn't so pressing that you finished, you could have come to the door and you made her wait. That's why, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medachtik the tzaddikim, these tanoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medachtik the tzaddikim to chud hatzaira, that's why you're being punished. Amar lo ichamtani Rebbe. So he said, you gave me comfort, at least now I know what I did wrong. Then the Ibn Ezra makes an interesting comment on page 4. He also speaks about the lashon, the plural lashon lo sa'onon. So the plural lashon lo sa'onon, we saw Rabbi Yishmael said it comes to be marber shar kol adam, not only yosam almana. But the Ibn Ezra says another thing. That the fact that it's plural says the Ibn Ezra on page 4. Va'achar she'omar lo sa'onon lashon rabim, omar yim sa'anet, ki kol roeh adam shehu ma'anet. Yosam va'almana v'lo yehazreim gam hu yechoshev ma'ana. That if somebody sees a yosam va'almana being abused by somebody else and he doesn't help them out, he also is considered actively hurting the yosam va'almana. So therefore the plural of losa'onum means not only the person who's abusing the yosam va'almana is going, or even Shar Adam according to Rabbi Yishmael, even Shar Adam according to Rabbi Shmuel, is going to be punished, but even the bystander who could have helped out and didn't is also included in this Aveira, and hence the plural Lashon of Lo Sa'anun Lashon Rabin. So says the Ibn Ezra. The Isser of Onaz Devarim of articulating something that could hurt somebody else's feelings is allowed in the Torah. In Parshat Bahar, on page 5, the pasuk says, "Lo sonu ish et amiso." One Jew should not hurt another Jew. And the Torah continues, "Yareisa melakecha, yani Hashem melakecha." And says Rashi, "Lo sonu ish et amiso, kan hisir alonaz dvar." And this clearly is not only a yosom almana. This applies to anybody. To any individual, if a person would speak in a way that would be offensive to somebody else, he violates this pasuk of almana v'yosom losonu ish es amiso. And Rashi says, "Kan hitya alonos dvarim shuliyachnit es chaveiro." You shouldn't vex him, shouldn't anger him. Lo yitienu eitzah she'ena hogenes lo, and don't give him a bad advice. Lefi darko v'hanoso shel yoyik. And the Tomar, Neodea, in his Kavanti, Lera, how does anyone know whether I really had in mind to give him a bad advice or to hurt him? Therefore, the Pasuk says, Makach Nemar V'yareza Melokecha, that you should fear God, because what is it, when a person hits somebody, so that's an Aveira, he hit him, it's clear what he did. So you don't have to say Yareza Melokecha. But here, you could say, maybe I had good intention. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what your real intention is. That's why the pasuk says, Yareisa Melokecha. So this is the lav of losonu, and a special lav by a ger, Yosam Almana. The Gemara in Bava Metzia on page 7 gives several examples of Anor Tzvarim. Tana Rabbanan, losonu isha tamisa, for Anor Tzvarim HaKosuv Medabeh. Is referring to Onaz Dvarim. Ata Omer Onaz Dvarim, Onaz Mamon, Shu Omer Simchu Mimkala Misecha Kono Miyam Misecha Re Onaz Mamon Amor. We have already Onaz Mamon, cheating somebody financially. Mani Mikayim Lo Sonu Isha Taniso, Onaz Dvarim. Haketa, in Hoya Bal Tshuva, if a person is Bal Tshuva, Al Yomar Lo Zchor Masecha Rishonim. If he's a Bal Tshuva, you don't say to him, I remember, how when you used to work on Shabbos. You shouldn't say that to him. That's Onos Dvar. Imaya Ben Gerim, if he's a son of Gerim, Al Yomar Lo Zechor Maaseh Avosecha. You should remember, you know, what your forefathers did. In Haya Ger, if he's a Ger, Ubo Lilbo Torah, now he wants to learn. Al Yomar Lo Pesha Ochal Nevelos Utrefos, Shkotzin Ramosin Bo Lilbo Torah. Don't say, how could this mouth that ate Nevelos and Trefos, Shkotzin Ramosin, is going to come and learn Torah? So if you say all these type of things, and there's more examples, you can look on your own, that's a violation of oppressing somebody verbally. And the Maral on page 8, in the Sivas Olam, in the Siv Avatareya writes, Yeshlecha Ladas Ki Hefresh Yeshrein Odoh Ubein Kasher Umakev Taveir Mitzara. There's a difference between physical pain and emotional pain. Ki Onos, Ki Onos Befratu Lenefesh HaOdam. Whenever it speaks about ono of the emotions, it says nefesh agir, nefesh. Whenever it refers to spirituality or emotions, it's called nefesh. So when you're hurting somebody's feelings, you're hurting their nefesh. And it's called nefesh because nefesh is what is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the spiritual aspect of a person. And that means the emotional trauma that a person can go through Onos Dvarim, that's a greater thing, because that's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the spiritual being of the person, that's his emotions, and that's the nefesh. That's why it's called Ger Lo Sonu, Ki Atem Yidaltem Es Nefesh Hager. When it comes to hitting somebody physically, that's not nefesh, that's the guf. It's still a big avera, but it's not the same closeness to the Ribono Shel Olam as when you hit his nefesh, because then you're even getting closer to being Kogeya and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh. Now, Rabosai, I want to show you another pshat we'll see from the Meshech Chochma as to why, what pshat is the pasuk that Hayu Nishekem Almonos Uvenechem Yisom, that you're right, we ask the question, Harati Etzem Bechorei. So of course the Sheikhim Almanos who Benechem Yisom. So Rashi gave a pshat that it means Almanos means they're going to be Agunos, because it's going to be a suffix, right? So now we're going to see the Meshech Chochma gives an unbelievable pshat. And we have to be mamik to understand the Meshech Chochma more. But before we see the Meshech Chochma, let's take a look on page 9, the Gemara Sanhedrin, and then Chet on the page. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lamela, Haruge Bezin Nechseim Liyarsha. We know that there are two ways for a person getting killed by the authorities. One is if he gets killed by the Melech, he rebelled against the king. That's one kind of getting killed. He's a Moritz Malchus. So he gets killed. Another thing is that he's not a Moritz Malchus, he just did an Aveira. He was Machal Shabbos. He did an Aveira like that, so therefore he gets killed by the Bezin. So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that there's a basic difference, there are a lot of differences, but one basic difference that exists between these two forms of Misa is that when you kill because of rebelling for the king, then not only do you get killed, but all your property is confiscated and given to the king. In contrast to when you're killed because you're Haruge Bezdin, you're Mechal Shabbos, so then you get killed, but the property is not confiscated, and the Yorshim get the property. So says the Meshech Chochma on page 10, V'chora api v'rakis and v'chore v'inyin shahurug yedez in the same l'yorshayim. Baruch yimachus the same l'melech k'mod yisa v'sanhedrin and chesam adbeiz. V'yishalmi per dal mitzvah omer dal mitzvah nimsur l'bezdin. It says that there are four mitzvahs that are nipsaru lebezdin, right? Stila treifa herig mechedek. Ul rishus, meaning for the malchus, when you're a merge of malchus, the only mitzvah you get is herig, is sayas. says the Meshachachma, an unbelievable thing. When the Torah says over here that if you're Ma'aneh, a Yosom or an Almana, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's even Mechol Adam, you know what the Torah is saying? You're considered a Mori B'Malchus. You're considered a Mori B'Malchus, and that's why, what? Misoso is what? Besayif, Becheris. Because you're considered a Mori B'Malchus. And what's Shad Meshechem Almanos? And the pshat is that what's pshat that they're going to be almana? Of course they're going to be almana. But normally an almana gets a ksuba. An almana, when she becomes an almana, she can get property from her deceased husband. And the yosom can get property from his deceased father. But the chiddush is that since we're treating this person who is ma'ana, the yosom v'almana, we're treating him as haruge malchus. So Mimela, all the money is confiscated, and Mimela, the Almana is not going to get any money, so she's going to be a poor Almana. So it's going to be very hard for her to remarry, because she's going to be very poor, and the Yosom is going to be a poor Yosom. That's the Chiddush. By you, Nesheikhem Almanas, meaning, of course, they're Almanas, but they're going to be real Almanas, meaning poor Almanas, because they're not going to have any financial backing. Because why? Because they're not going to have money because they considered haruge malchus. Unbelievable pshat here that the Meshech Chochma says an ane yosom almana is considered haruge malchus. So last Shabbos, one of my neighbors, Rabbi Yaakov Herman, was here visiting me, and I was discussing with him this Meshech Chochma. That the Meshech Chochma says that an ane yosom almana has the din of haruge malchus, and that's pshat why it's becharif. And that's pshat, why it's called almana yosa, meaning a super almana, a poor yosa. So we were discussing why is that so? Why if you're ma'ane, makara, haruge malchus means you rebelled against the king? So he suggested the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avi Yisomim. If somebody who has to show him loses a parent, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avi Yisomim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over for the almana. So Mamela, if you're starting up with them, you're starting up with someone who's very close to the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore you consider the Moreh the Malchus. And therefore you're going to have to Shalom suffer those consequences. And the same thing, so I thought to add, and if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that's L'chol Adam. So the Shad is L'chol Adam means that every person has a Tzelem Elohim, and every person is Karuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you start up with another person, with Tzelem Elohim, you start up with someone else, so, you know, you're starting up with God's child. You're starting up with the Ben HaMelech. You're starting up with the Ben HaMelech, you're being Ma'aneh, the Ben HaMelech. That's Haruge Malchus. That's Kol Alman Ovi Yosem V'Los Onum. That's the Chara Api, V'Harati Eskin B'Chorus. And that's a big yisod. Rabbi Gedali Berger was visiting me the other day. He was telling me that he remembers once in yeshiva in Har Etzion that there was a fellow who lost his parents who was davening for the omer, and perhaps maybe he was davening a little too slow or something like that, and the people gave him a hard time, and he ended up leaving the yeshiva minyan and davening in some close by minyan. And when Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita got wind of what happened, he was very upset. And he gave a whole Musa Shmuz on the Inyan of being Mahana Yosam Almana. Because, as I said, you have to be careful with every individual. There's a din of Onas Dvarim. And that's why you have to understand what the sensitivities of each and every individual are. And sometimes you don't realize that because you don't understand their background, you don't understand where they're coming from. Some people are sensitive to Gerim. Some people are sensitive about non-religious people. So everybody has different sensitivities. You have to be so careful about everybody else's sensitivities, and especially by a Yosom Almana, because as the Meshech Chochma is teaching over here, this is considered Haruge Malchus. And that's how he teaches up the pasuk. And we see the Gemara Bava Basra on page 11 that the reverse is true also. The reverse is true. The Amar of Yitzchak Kolanosin Kuta Lo'Ani Mitzvarech B'Sheish Rochos. For if a person gives money to an oni, he gets a certain measure of brachas, and he quotes you different sukkim. But if he speaks to an oni and he makes him feel good, the emotional side of him, he makes him feel good, that's even greater. So you see, just like we were talking about the negative, if you make you hit someone, or as opposed to you speak on us dvarim is much worse. Like the Maral said, then you're dealing with the nefesh. And you can tie the Maral in with the Mesha Chochma, because the Maral says, when it's emotional, when it's an Oz Dvarim, that's the Nefesh, that's closest to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why you consider it a Morei B'Malchus. The same thing is the reverse. When you want to do something positive, you want to give someone money, so that's one thing. But if you talk to him, and you make him feel good, you call him up, you speak to him on the phone, you make him feel good, you lift his spirit, that's even a higher Madriga. And that's this Gemara in Bava Basra. And then we conclude, the Gemara says, the Reshach Chachma says, that when a person is Achamei of Esrim, Omru B'Shasha Adam Niftar Min Ha'olam, when a person is Niftar, Lo Daishu B'Nichol Mimalach HaMavis, okay, El Ashor Lo, they ask him, Klo Masachta B'Torah, did you learn Torah, U'Gimilas Chassadim, did you do Gemilas Chassadim? Did you take Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis to make HaKadosh Baruch with the Melech? And then it says, did you treat your friend like a Melech? Because that's one of the things we're going to be asked. Because we see here with the Meshach Chochma that everyone is considered a Ben Melech. And if you treat someone improperly, then you're considered a person who could be a victim of the great Klolot HaSasholom of Arati Etchem Bechorah Vayu Nesheichem Almonos Uvenechem Yisomim. So therefore, I've also said we should take chizuk that be so nizer in how we speak the Yosef Almona and Hu Adin to everyone else as well. And take the opportunity of the Faiso. You can say a good word to somebody, cheer him up, to lift his spirit. That's the greatest bracha you could be zocher for, and Bez Hashem, we should all yearn to get these great brachas of Amufaiso, Mitzvorek, Yiral, Tzvorek.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Everyone here wants